Recently, commentator and medical student Joe Wright learned a lesson about health insurance.
My patient says, the pharmacy says, her health insurance isn't valid. There's all sorts of particulars, but take the details away, and it's the usual story. She's got just a little bit too much money to get health insurance for the indigent, but not enough money to buy health insurance on her own. Advocates for universal health care like the slogan, "Healthcare is a right, not a privilege." Put it on a bumper sticker if it sounds good, but unless she has an immediate life-threatening emergency, my patient can't claim a right to health care any more than she can claim a right to pizza delivered to her house for free. A right is just a wish if it can't be claimed. And so my patient asks us to intercede with our blue state bureaucracies of mercy. We call the bureaucracies of mercy on the phone and beg them to understand. They suggest another phone number for someone who might have actual mercy to offer, and so on. Year after year, doctors who take care of folks without a lot of money watch their patients fight these battles. And sometimes, like my teacher who's my patient's real doctor, they try to help. She's arguing with some phone answerer, and I'm sitting on hold with another, and my anger starts brewing. And the next step from anger is thinking about who I should blame. I could blame politicians who know about the increasing number of Americans without health security but do nothing. I could also blame American voters generally. They often tell pollsters that they favor some form of universal health care, but they don't punish politicians who fail to deliver it. And business associations have probably been the most powerful opponents of universal health care. But personally, I'm angriest about the role of doctors. The biggest organizations of doctors opposed most of the 20th century's proposals for universal coverage, aligning themselves with business interests every time. They lost their fight only once, when Medicare and Medicaid were created to care for the elderly, the disabled, and the indigent. FDR decided not to make health insurance part of the New Deal because he couldn't afford to add doctors to his list of political enemies. Truman tried to fight what he called the medical lobby to get national health insurance, but in that early part of the Cold War, doctors' groups successfully made national health coverage sound like communism. And why did they oppose national health insurance? Two main reasons. They wanted to keep getting paid whatever they wanted to charge, and they didn't want bureaucrats looking over their shoulder, making medical decisions for them. By the time President Clinton gave up on his universal health care plan, doctors had lost both of those battles, but to a different enemy. As doctors drove medical costs up and up and up, the employers who paid the tab got insurance administrators to control prices and restrict medical decisions. So now my generation of doctors works amidst both the heartlessness of the market and the stifling rigidity of bureaucracy. Doctors are waiting on hold in the cubicles in the back of the clinic. Out in front, my patient is staring into some middle distance, wondering how she'll make it through. Past generations of doctors chose to think of medicine as a business. Making common cause with other businesses, they managed to persuade Americans that healthcare is a privilege, not a right.
Joe Wright is a student at Harvard Medical School.